America Online, which has been struggling to keep its English-speaking subscribers, is now making a play for the burgeoning Latino market. This week, the company launched a full Spanish-language service. Laura Seidel reports.
First, the line everyone is expecting.
¿Tienes email?
Yes, you've got mail en español. Words that Jessica Espinoza is happy to hear. She signed up right away for AOL Latino.
I like to read and hear my language, so I feel more familiar, more comfortable. I go faster.
Like many Latinos in the U.S., Espinoza's household is bilingual. Her 9-year-old daughter was born in the United States. Espinoza says she likes to move back and forth between the Spanish and English AOL with her daughter beside her.
For me, it's a great tool to teach her Spanish. So we sit together and we see the news about entertainment, and I put music on and everything in some Spanish.
Households like Espinoza's are the target market for AOL Latino. For about $24 a month, users get access to both the English and Spanish versions of the service. AOL is competing with other web services for the attention of an estimated 39 million Latinos in the U.S. Yahoo has Yahoo en Español, a site with news, maps, and even greeting cards in Spanish. MSN acquired the Spanish language Yupi portal. Although there are a smaller percentage of Latinos online than in the general population, Spanish speakers are signing up at a faster rate, according to a recent survey by Forrester Research. Charlene Lee, an analyst there, thinks that Spanish speakers may see advantages to the AOL service.
Because it's a new market to coming online, they may not necessarily know how to bundle everything together, to go and find a Spanish language browser, to go and find the content. And so what AOL excels at is making it easily accessible to a new user.
Part of the appeal of AOL Latino, says Lee, is that it isn't just a translation of the English service. It has its own staff, which produces original content such as interviews with Latino artists. The staff also pulls together news that's relevant to the diverse Spanish-speaking population, says AOL Latino's general manager, David Welish.
We make sure to truly program to the different nationalities. So depending on what's hot, not only do we highlight stories from Venezuela and Mexico and Puerto Rico and so forth, but we also provide access to the different sources of information of those home countries.
But there are skeptics about the service. AOL in English is bleeding customers. Subscribers fell by more than 800,000 in the second quarter of this year. Most are switching from dial-up to high-speed services and don't want to pay the extra money to have AOL. So why should Latinos be any different, says Carl Kravitz, CEO of Cruz Kravitz, a Hispanic advertising and marketing agency.
They're going to buy their service where they can get it most economically, most likely their local phone company these days. And they're going to use a broad variety of resources on the web and not want to be, you know, constrained to a specific service that's tied to an ISP.
Kravitz notes the television network Univision has a website that's free and offers many of the same services as AOL. But Welish of AOL says the company will add more exclusive features over time. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel.